Bonjour, c'est Steve. Je parle un petit français parce que le Junior Eurovision final commence très bientôt en France. And for the non-French speakers, that is my attempt at saying, hi, it's Steve, and the Junior Eurovision Song Contest final takes place very soon in France. It's in Nice, to be precise. 16 countries are taking part. We kick off with Spain, go all the way through to the Netherlands, who are closing this year's show. And today we've got two former champions. So we have last year's winner, Lissandro, who brought it home for France, and also Vicky Gabor, who won for Poland 4 years ago. They're going to be sharing their stories and sharing their advice for this year's amazing artists. So stay right there. Lissandro is 14 years old and he won last year for France with the song Oh Maman. It was their second victory at Junior and he's had a year now of being champion. He's getting ready to take the stage once again to sing his winning song at the final, and his English is brilliant, but at times you will hear his mum, who helps him translate a few phrases here and there, and does make a couple of cameo appearances during our chat. You will also find out the iconic musical that he was obsessed with as a kid. What was it like winning the Junior Eurovision Song Contest?
It's very amazing, beautiful moments only, and beautiful meeting. And in February, I has released a mini album. His name is Oh Maman. and with 5 songs. And yes, it's a very cool project.
So you like pop music? You like dance music?
Yes.
Which singers do you really love?
I really love for beginning Elvis Presley. Is my in when I was a kid, it is my idol, and I love Bruno Mars and Capo Plaza. Is Italian singer, very famous. Famous. Sorry for my accent.
You can say famous or famous. It doesn't matter. So you love Bruno Mars. You love Elvis Presley. Yes. They are your idols.
Yes, yes, yes. Not my idols, but very important singers for me.
What is your memory of the Junior Eurovision last year?
For a beginning, I have a lot of beautiful memories. But my best memory is obviously my victory. I have met a beautiful person, Mariam, the Georgian
singer,
Nare, Carlos, Nicolas, Sophie. Yeah. And it's a beautiful memory for me. And my victory when I was my trophy is very incredible, an incredible memory.
It was a special moment for you. It was a special moment for France as well, wasn't it? What was it like the exact moment you won?
My moment is the moment of the voting. It is very particular. It is very is a stressed moment because in my head, the victory is one of the possibilities, but is not sure. And it's very difficult, but y croire,
believe
is the most important thing.
You are so confident. Where does your confidence come from?
I'm not very confident of me. I'm because je le fais paraître.
Just an impression.
It's just an impression for the person.
Just
because I'm very. I'm at my ease with camera, but I'm not very confident of me. But the case for confident of soi-même,
be yourself,
is believing in his dreams.
In life, it's totally different from when he is on stage.
Yes,
totally different.
Yes, it's different.
So at home, you are one Lissandro, yeah. And on stage, yes, yes. You are a different Lissandro.
I'm not the same person. I'm a different person. I have Lissandro of the life, the school, in the normal life. But I have another Lissandro in the on the stage and with camera in interviews. It's two Lissandro different.
Two Lissandros. So the Lissandro at school and home, what do you like doing? What are your hobbies? What do you like watching?
I love football, soccer. I'm a very, very, very fanatic of football. And I love singing, obviously. I watch... series? Yes, the series in Netflix I have beginning anime. I have beginning One Piece, and I see. I watch. I love watching Marvel.
yeah, Marvel movie films
and Star Wars movie. And yes, I love this. I love action movie, comedy music, comedy movie, and different.
Lissandro, if you could only pick one, would it be singing or football?
Oh, it's the most difficult because I love singing, but football is very, 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 very important for me. I'm a very fanatic of football because I have the Eurovision. My choice is the singing.
But singing.
It's difficult. It's very difficult.
I've made a very difficult choice for you, but yeah, you're going with the singing. You are famous now. Have you been recognized in the street? Have people approached you and said, "Hi, Lissandro, you did amazing"?
Yes, I was recognized, but it's very strange.
It's strange. It's
very strange. It's very strange because for me, I'm just Lissandro.
Where is the strangest place that you have been recognized?
I'm in another country. I'm in Germany.
Ah, in Germany.
And I'm in a park. A park.
Ah yes, in Europa Park.
No, Europa Park.
C'est pas Europa Park?
Un parc.
Ah yes, a park. Yeah,
yes,
t'as raison.
A communal park is a little park with
a city park
with arbres.
With trees,
with
okay.
Trees, very, very little.
A small lake.
And
that's true.
And I walk with my father's, and
no,
with,
your father only
with
one
my father.
Father
with my father and my mother. And I walk, and I see a person, and this person see me, and this person say, "Excuse me, you are Lissandro?" Mm. And I, yes, I'm Lissandro. Comment on dit? Je lui ai dit, okay. On se connaît.
I said, we know each other.
Yes, I say, I know each other. And this person, I say, I have seen you in TV. Congratulations for your victory. Continue. And for me, the strangers meeting with the fan.
It's so weird. It must be so strange. They recognize you in another country. This year's Junior Eurovision, there are so many talented singers, as there always is. What is your advice to all of the singers this year before they go to the final?
My advice for the participants is believe in dreams and it's a beautiful adventure, the most beautiful adventure in a life. Yes, enjoy the moment. Is my first
advice.
So if a singer is coming onto the stage and they are very nervous, how do you make them not nervous?
When I am nervous, I speak.
I speak a lot
with a different person, with my dancers, with the, and yes, it, for me, it's the solution.
You like talking?
Yes. Yes.
Do you talk a lot, Lissandro?
Yes. Oh.
It's the Italian origins.
Lissandro, is this your mum with you at the minute?
Yeah.
Yes, it's an English teacher.
Hello, I'm Sabrina.
Hello. Lisandro's mum, how proud are you of Lisandro?
Oh, we are so proud of him, but he doesn't change anything. We are proud also when he has good marks at school. We are proud in the moments of real life, because this is not really real life. This is something else. But it's fun. It's cool.
Can you remember the first time he sang?
From the moment he spoke.
Yes. I have seen Shakira.
And Mary Poppins, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Yes, exactly. Mary Poppins, he was a fan of Mary Poppins. He acts in front of Mary Poppins. When he didn't want to eat, we put on TV. Normally, you don't have to do it when you are a mom, but he didn't want to eat. So I put Mary Poppins and he acts.
Alessandro, can you say the whole word? Say supercalifragilistic for us.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
C'est vrai.
I love Mary Poppins as well. It is great.
Oh, the family loves it.
So Mary Poppins, Shakira, Elvis Presley and Bruno Mars are the people you love. Do you think one day you would like to represent France in the main Eurovision?
Yes.
He already asked it to the head of delegation, of French delegation. I would like to sing for the Eurovision Song Contest.
It's not the question.
So basically, you're already saying...
I'm the future representative of Eurovision. Yes, it's not a reflection.
Lisandro, we're going to remember that moment. So you are going to represent France at the main Eurovision when you're old enough.
Yes.
You do voice acting, don't you?
Yes. Yeah.
For series,
yes,
cartoons.
For cartoons and series. For American series, I speak a French version. And for cartoons, French cartoons, I play a person, characters.
Another character, yeah.
What is that like, being a cartoon character?
It's very cool. It's very cool. It's a very cool moment. My future project, one of my future projects, of my future dreams, is to play in a movie, a real movie, with my face.
a Marvel movie.
A Marvel movie.
Are you looking forward to going back to junior as the champion?
I'm very proud of this, because it's an honor for me to come here. And in my head is the wow, Lisandro, you have come back a cup in the house, and it's at home in my country. All around this adventure is only amazing. All moments is amazing.
Lisandro, it's been so good to talk to you. Well done on being junior Eurovision champion, and good luck with the future, whether it's acting or football or singing or anything or everything.
I'm not very talented in football, but it's not
my
talent.
Not in football, I confirm.
But thank you.
Back in 2019, Vicky Gabor made history for Poland. She helped her country to back-to-back victories after Roxana's win the year before. No country had ever done that at Junior Eurovision before. Now, Vicky was 12 years old back then when she won. She was singing Superhero and is now 16 and still making music. So it is a big hello to the official Eurovision Song Contest podcast, to the 2019 champion, Vicky Gabor. Hey, Vicky.
Hi.
Can you believe it's been 4 years since you won?
I can't believe it's been four years. It feels like it was like 1 year ago. It's so crazy.
It was in Poland that you won for Poland.
That was a bit weird because I didn't feel like we're going to win. Obviously, like, Roxy won the first time, and I was like, it's going to be hard to win again. So we were all like, you get me, prepared to lose. Like, there was no way we could, like, win again. So when we won, we felt like, obviously it was very weird. Like, I was very shocked. But it was amazing. Like, I remember everybody, like, being very happy. Because we didn't really think about winning. There wasn't a thought like this in our heads. So, we were very happy. I mean, the hard work paid off, clearly. It was amazing. It was an amazing experience as well.
Can you remember the first time you heard Superhero?
Yeah, I do. They sent it to me. I remember I was with mom and they sent the song to me. I was like, whoa. I was like, I really like this because they gave me options. They sent me like 3 songs. And from these 3 songs, I chose this one. It was the best option. And the lyrics and everything, the earth and stuff. I was like, this really makes sense. Like, this can be a very good option. So we chose it. But I remember hearing it, I was very shocked. I was like, it's nice.
What was it like performing on that stage?
It was a crazy experience. It was very scary. I remember having the first, like, rehearsals. I was very, very stressed out. Like, I remember there was a few times where people were telling me, like, before I went on stage, they tried to talk to me. I would look at one space. I wouldn't talk to anyone. So it's very stressful. Plus, like, just the thought of, like, me representing the whole country gives you even more stress.
I think Poland are the only country to have won Junior Eurovision 2 times in a row. When you stepped out on that stage, did you feel the roar of everybody supporting you with Polish flags?
Yeah, I did. Honestly, I didn't expect it. I remember when it was the opening ceremony and stuff, like all these beginning, the beginning stuff that were happening. And I didn't realize that so much people are going to support me. I was very, very shocked the first time on stage. And we were like, there was like a group song we were all singing and there was an audience. I remember that I went on stage and they were like, oh my God, Vicky. And I was like, whoa. I was like, you guys like me? I was like, thank you.
Being hit like a wave of cheers. Yeah. What was the scoring like?
Honestly, in my opinion, that was the worst part. Like, it was so stressful to the point where I don't remember what really happened. I remember when I was watching the Junior Vision after we won and I was like, whoa, I actually did a face like this. Like, whoa, what are we doing? Stuff like, I didn't realize what I was doing until it was over, to the point where I don't remember what happened. Like, you can already imagine how stressful that is just by hearing that.
Yeah, because you sing your song and that's stressful. And then you have to wait and you have to wait for all the points to come in. And I imagine, is it just a blur? And when the point when they go, Vicky, you are the winner, you're thinking, what? It me? Is it me? Yeah. And you have to go and sing your song again and try and remember everything again.
Yeah, the worst part is that there was so much participants. Like, you could never, like, think about winning. Because there was so many good songs, so many good voices. I was like, bro, with these people, I'm going to win. There's no way. And then Kazakhstan was with me at the last. It was between me and Kazakhstan. I was like, Kazakhstan is so sick. I was like, this guy, I don't know when he could like that. He hits notes as if, I don't know, they were so easy to hit. I was like, this guy can go even higher than this. I was like, there's no way I'm going to win with him. And then we were just sitting down, waiting. And then we were like, oh, no, we won. I was like, how? I was so confused. I still can't believe that I won it. Like, people come up to me for, like, pictures or for autographs, and they're like, oh, you won Eurovision. I was like, did I? I was like, I did, maybe. I still can't really handle the fact that I actually won, which is crazy.
Do you think you want to sing forever now?
Honestly, I feel like, yeah. I don't really imagine myself doing anything else. Plus, I've wanted to sing my whole life. Like, I remember being a kid and singing to a literal remote.
So a couple of people have made the jump from Junior Eurovision to Senior Eurovision. So Destiny did it for Malta and Stefania did it. She did represent the Netherlands and then she went to Greece. Would you want to represent Poland at the main Eurovision Song Contest?
I thought about it for a while. I can't lie, because I didn't really know if I should or shouldn't. I think I would like to try maybe next year. I feel like I need a whole year to prepare myself because this is a very, very big deal for me. Just from seeing Maneskin and Loreen, like, actually doing it out there, you get me? Like, Maneskin started performing on MTV, everywhere, like, they're everywhere. Like, it's so amazing. So I feel like if I was to perform, I actually need to prepare myself. It's not just like, you get me, I say yes and I go on a stage and I sing. Like, I need to prepare myself. So I feel like if I was to perform, or maybe in 2 years, I don't know, it honestly depends on how I feel, but I thought about it and I feel like I would like to try.
Did you watch Blanca this year with Solo?
Yeah, I did.
Have you ever met her?
Yeah, we see each other. Like, I've seen her on shows that I did before. We see each other a lot, actually. Each year, Poland, like, gives a different, like, you get me, a different vibe, different person that has something else to show people. I honestly write music and I don't really think about what I'm doing. Maybe I would like to put, like, add a bit of my culture in the music because I have gypsy roots. Maybe I would just like to, you get me, sprinkle a bit of that in the song.
Just a little sprinkle.
Yeah. Like this. So I'd like to put that in a song.
Also, your background is really interesting because you've spent a bit of time in Germany, a bit of time in the UK, a bit of time in Poland. That's lots of different cultures that you could all sprinkle together to create something that's like completely Vicky.
Yeah, I think that as well. But I actually like that. I've been literally everywhere. So I can take stuff from like every country and then put it together. You get me?
What would be your message to all of this year's Junior Eurovision participants?
Honestly, just try not to stress, guys. I feel like stress can really be like the worst enemy ever. I've been stressed like since that whole Junior Eurovision, when I was in Junior Eurovision. I've been stressed the whole time. And then when I realised, like, I really thought about it as a experience. I didn't really think about winning or losing. I just thought about being there and meeting new friends. I feel like that's the best way to not stress. Meet a lot of people. Don't be shy. You have your own 5 minutes. Like, you need to use them as much as you can and, like, show yourself. But I've seen these contestants this year, and I know they're going to be sick, like, on the stage. I could tell. You can tell by how they act in a video clip or, you get me? Like, you can just see it, that they're made to sing.
What did your parents think of you on Junior Eurovision? What did they say to you?
Honestly, if my parents wasn't there, I don't think I would perform the way I did. From all the help that I got from my mom, especially, like, her way of telling me how to do stuff, because she sings as well. Like, my whole
family.
Oh,
does she?
Yeah, my whole family does stuff, like, with music. They're all musicians, basically. I don't know, like, in the back of my head, she was like, the only actual person that had, like, thought about me winning. I felt like nobody had a thought about me winning. Like, you get me? Everybody was, like, prepared for a lose, you get me? I feel like my mom was the only person that actually thought about me winning one time, and that kind of pushed me up.
So we got to celebrate Vicky's mum, your mum. She's a superhero, right?
Yeah.
So have you ever done a duet with your mum singing?
Yeah, we did a few times, yeah. They've been inviting my mum to, like, shows with me as well. We've been singing a couple songs. She's actually great. Like, I enjoy performing with her.
And who else are your inspirations right now?
I've got a lot. I listen to a lot of people, so it's a very hard question for me to answer. I feel like I listen to a lot of Summer Walker, R&B. Yeah. What else? Some Drake.
What is on the way?
I honestly feel like new music. I feel like I'm going to be dropping new music after New Year's, because now I'm focusing on writing stuff so I can release them after New Year.
So you are going to be watching the final on Sunday in Nice, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
And supporting Poland, I assume, as well.
Yeah, of course. Maya's great. The day she's going to perform, I feel like I'm just going to blow up her phone, literally, with messages. Like, don't stress, you're going to be okay.
The whole day.
Honestly, if I could, I would literally write to everyone and literally be like, oh my God, don't stress. I feel like I don't think that's possible. There's too much contestants. But if I was able to write to everyone, then I probably would.
Vicky, it's been so good to talk to you.
It's been good to talk to you as well.
Yeah, former champion Vicky Gabor for Poland in 2019. Good luck with everything else, and we'll look out for your new music in the new year.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Big thank you to Vicky and Lissandro. They are Junior Eurovision champions. do keep an eye on them, because maybe, just maybe, we will see them in the main Eurovision Song Contest one day in the future. You can follow all things Junior at junioreurovision.tv, where you can find out everything about this year's entries. And then coming soon, I've been chatting to some very familiar Eurovision names, catching up with them in the Netherlands at the Het Grote Song Festival Feest concert. Until then, see you soon and enjoy the Junior Final.